I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stu Gatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
All right, Mikey A, we're still waiting around for Aaron Rodgers to sign with the New York Jets. We're going to have Adam Schefter on, the number one information man in the NFL. I will be willing to celebrate a little bit if Schefter makes me feel better. Like, if Schefter says, hey, it's a done deal, you guys have nothing to worry about, okay? Then I might come around to, you know, celebrating with you and being happy about this. But until Schefter does so, I'm not going to do it. I will ask him about it coming up here in a few minutes. But if Schefter even hints that this thing could fall apart, Mikey, I'm done. I am finished with the Jets. How about that?
Where in your life would a moment rank where you're interviewing Adam Schefter and he gets the news while talking to you that Aaron Rodgers was officially traded to the Jets? Where would that rank all time in your life?
Just ahead of the birth of my kids.
Just ahead. Just slightly.
Slightly ahead. 1A, 1B. And my marriage. What a day. I've been better. When he does sign, though, it will be the greatest day of my life.
Yes.
Right?
You're still panicky about it.
Since Brett Favre.
Yes.
Yes. What's the matter? Billy's here. He's next to me. Hold on. He's shaking his head. He's rolling his eyes. Hold on a second.
We talked out what we were going to do here, and we said we have Schefter on. He's going to talk about the NFL, but we have a plan here where we're going to put this out as a preview for the Knicks game tonight.
Yeah.
And the intro was supposed to just be, hey, we have him on to preview the Knicks game tonight, and you've yet to even mention that.
Okay. Here's Adam Schefter on the Knicks. Adam Schefter always makes time for us. He is the number one information man in the business. This, by the way, I don't know why. Maybe it's me. It's not Mikey A. But I'm marveling at your room right now. It is a fantastic room, but I'm marveling at the room that I see every day on television. I don't know what I'm doing here, Schefter.
I don't know why. You've seen it plenty of times. It's always on NFL Live, always on SportsCenter. Tape all my podcasts here in this room, in this spot right now. I mean, I could, you know, scan over and show you. I got my dog on the couch. Do you want to see that? Like, she's just always sitting there. That's, say hello to Ella. I don't know if you can see Ella. See her just passed out on the counter of the couch. Can you see her?
Yep.
Yes.
Hi, Ella.
That's your spot. And there's the studio. It's just a tiny little room.
Wow.
You know, it's not a very big room, but it's my little closet. It's my little man cave. And I'm happy to kind of be inside here and work all day and just be left alone, Stugatz, right? You're married. You have kids. You know what that's like, right? Just leave me alone.
Right. Well, the wife is really telling you, hey, leave me the fuck alone, okay? Here's your
room.
Stop talking.
This room's in the corner of the house, and it's like, you know what? I'm just going to go to my office. It's just easy, convenient, and productive sometimes.
Yes. Ella, by the way, I have a question for you because we have discussed this, me and Dan, on the show for many, many years. If you are walking your dog, but you don't have a poopy bag, and the dog poops, you bring the dog home, do you go back out and get the poop with a fresh poopy bag?
Well, we always have poopy bags. We have five dogs. We have five Labradoodles. Mm-hmm. And we have five. And so when I say, like, this space is my escape, that's because, like, even when I go to the room at night, like, I'm in bed. There are four dogs. I got dog ass in my face every night. Like, what am I going to do? Like, here, you know, Ella's sitting there. She's chilling out with me. We're hanging out. She hears every conversation. She knows everything going on in the NFL. She doesn't really care too much.
Right.
But she's good with it. And so this is like my spot. No dog ass in my face. My own space. That's it.
Nice. I would love to be Ella. Ella gets the NFL news before anyone else.
Ella's on it. Ella's on it.
Wait, what are the names of the other four dogs?
In age order, the oldest is Ella. Ella is about 16. We love Ella. She is loyal beyond words. Then we have Bailey and Benny. They're like 12 years old. And then we have two puppies, Brady and Apple. And they're about 2 years old.
Okay. After Tom Brady and Eli Apple? Or
Not really. No. You know what happened was they were part of a Thanksgiving litter. And they called them Gravy. Gravy and Maisie. And and we just kind of kept within the thing. Like Gravy. Brady sounded like Gravy. It was close enough. We were good with that.
Sure.
And Apple was one of the names of the other dogs in the litter. I liked Maisie. I liked that a lot, actually. My wife didn't like it. So, so you know what happened?
I wanted Maisie.
She wanted Apple. So we compromised. Apple.
That's very nice. There would be no compromising in my household, by the way.
Well, that's right. That's what I say to all the people all the time, Stu. I go, I wanted one dog. My wife wanted five. So we compromised. We got five.
Adam Schefter with us. And Ella, by the way, should not leave Ella out. No. Adam, where would this rank in terms of craziest off seasons for you? It has to be up there, right?
No.
Really?
No. What what's crazy about this?
I mean, Lamar Jackson's still available. Aaron Rodgers is, still available.
Let me tell you something. Let's go back to last off season. And I've done this a few times, so it kind of stays in my memory banks. But last year, we started roughly the first Monday in March, and on Monday, Calvin Ridley was suspended for 1 year for gambling. Right. On Tuesday, Russell Wilson was traded from Seattle to Denver. On Wednesday, Carson Wentz was traded from Indianapolis to Washington. On Thursday, I'm trying to remember Thursday exactly, something happened. Khalil Mack was traded from the Bears to the Chargers. On Friday, there was a big extension that signed. Saturday, Amari Cooper was traded to the Cowboys to Browns. Sunday, Tom Brady came out of retirement. Monday, free agency started. Tuesday, Aaron Rodgers signed a new contract. Wednesday, Von Miller went to the Bills, and there were all these trades like Yannick Ngakoue to the Colts. That was on Wednesday. Thursday, Davante Adams was traded to the Raiders. Friday was Matt Ryan traded to the Colt from the Falcons to the Colts. Saturday was something quiet. Matthew Stafford signed an extension. Robert Woods traded to the Titans. Sunday was not. So that was a crazy. It was every single day for like 15 straight days. This offseason, tame.
Mikey A, was that the most impressive thing you've ever seen done?
Seriously. Honestly, yes. that was amazing.
I've never been more attracted to you than I am right now. You just rattled off every day of the offseason and each transaction that happened from last year off the top of your head. Incredible.
Yeah. And I'm a little off, but I'm not far off if you go back and look.
I don't doubt you, and I'm not going to go back and look.
That was Mel Kiper-esque. That was Mel Kiper telling us, oh, yeah, in 1987, third round, Bengals took this guy.
Yeah, well, you know, I always say that coaches remember plays from games. Like, you go to Sean McVay, and he can recall any play from any game. Reporters can remember stories and all the details about them, and I can tell you where I was, what happened, who I spoke. Like, I remember everything involving that story.
Mikey A, find the Schefter report from many, many years ago. Okay. Just read. Can you do this for me, please? And just read him the report in a couple of minutes.
It has to be semi significant. It can't be like Stugatz is doubtful for Sunday with a hamstring strain. You know, like, I'm not going to remember that.
Okay.
It shouldn't be hard. He doesn't tweet that much.
Mikey A, a big one from like 7 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
And let Adam tell us where he was and what was going on.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What happened yesterday, Adam, with Jalen Hurts, what does that mean in terms of Lamar Jackson? Does it help him? Does it hurt him? How does this work here moving forward?
I don't think it helps him any. I mean, again, there are people who have said, who are close to him, that he's not looking for a fully guaranteed contract, even though it certainly sounds like that was the holdup and that has been a holdup in the past. So what's real and what's not, you never really know with Lamar, right? But he has wanted on multiple occasions a fully guaranteed contract. I think he's even said that himself. So we'll take him at his word. Jalen Hurts got $179 million guaranteed on a $255 million extension, not fully guaranteed. And by the way, if we go back to last September on a deal that Chris Mortensen and I talked about, reported on Sunday NFL Live, the Ravens offered Lamar Jackson last September a deal that was a $250 million deal, $5 million less than Jalen Hurts got on his extension, that included, with injury guarantee, $175 million of guaranteed money. $4.3 million less than Jalen Hurts got yesterday on his extension. So if you want a fully guaranteed deal, and the guy who almost won MVP and almost led his team to the Super Bowl didn't get a fully guaranteed contract, to me it's a little bit harder today to argue that you deserve a fully guaranteed contract, particularly when the market has spoken over the last month. He's had a chance over the last month to go talk with any team he wants, to sign with any team he wants, to get whatever offer he can get back in return. And I don't think we've seen one yet.
I know you're not in the guessing game, but how do you see this ending? How do you feel like it's going to end?
Especially not with Lamar, because he's an unpredictable guy and a prideful guy, and he does what he wants, and he's a great player. So I don't know what he's going to do. I'm not going to venture a guess with Lamar.
But that's a fair comment you made. Jalen Hurts coming off that kind of year, taking basically a Patrick Mahomes deal, $157 million guaranteed. Like, he's probably going to have to lower his expectations a little bit, right? Because you're right. The market has spoken already.
I don't know. Maybe he has lowered his expectations. Again, I spoke to somebody who knows him a couple of weeks ago, and he insisted to me that Lamar isn't looking for a fully guaranteed deal. But with Baltimore, I believe that's been the case, and it hasn't happened. And you know what, Stugatz, you know, you could say, hey, I'm not doing any more podcasts or radio work unless I get $25 million a year. That's your right. You can do that. And you can hold to that stance as long as you want. But at some point, if nobody is going to be willing to pay you $25 million a year, listen, well, maybe I'm only going to get 20 right. or 15 or whatever you're going to get in all your glory.
Yeah, I'd be waiting forever with Lebatard, to be quite honest with you.
Well, that's a different deal.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Have you lost Aaron Rodgers' number yet? Have you lost it?
Well, have I lost it? I don't lose numbers as a practice.
Especially that number.
I just won't use it. I know I have it, but I'm not using it. I would never. Look, I'm not reaching out to the guy, you know, and I wouldn't.
Okay.
By the way, I've always tried to be respectful of people's. I call on a need to know basis. And right. in that particular day, we were about to go live for 2 hours. Trey Wingo said the deal is done. He's going to the Jets. It's done. We're going to be on here for 2 hours. The Jets are saying check with Aaron Rodgers. The Packers are saying check with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers saying check with the Packers, his camp. Everyone's saying check with another person. Nobody wants to speak for him. I'm like, you know what? I got the guy's number. I've had it. I've never used it. Let me text him. Aaron, everybody's saying to check with the other person. I'm coming to you to try to get it right. What do you say? Good luck with everything. Adam Schefter.
Lose my number.
That's lose my said. Number.
Listen, well, I haven't. Go ahead.
Well, in fairness, I texted him. I didn't get a response. And it was like 5 minutes to the show. So I'm like, well, if I text him, I might as well call. So I called. And on the second ring, he sent it to voicemail. And that's when I got the text back. Lose my number. Nice try, though.
Okay. So which, the calls.
By the way, you know, has resulted in like a flurry of T-shirts being sent to my house. You right. know, like all these lose my number T-shirts now.
Are you making any money off of those? Because well, someone is, I promise
if
you.
And when the trade gets, the idea would be if and when the trade gets done with the Jets, that he and I would both sign these shirts and auction them off for charity. He doesn't know that, and he might not be a willing participant, but that is my idea.
I don't think the guy who told you to lose his number is going to be willing to co-sign shorts for your shirts.
For charity? For charity?
Yeah, he's a weird guy. How about this? You give me the number, and I text Rodgers for you in the future, and then I pass the information along to you. You good with that?
I'm sure he would like that.
He would.
Yeah.
You think he's going to sign those for charity? And by the way, here's the deal. Mikey, yeah, you heard it. If he signs with the Jets, okay? Because I have been unwilling to celebrate the fact that Aaron Rodgers is going to the Jets. I've been a Jet fan for 40 years. We've had 35 starting quarterbacks. Okay. Yeah. So I have not been willing to celebrate the fact that even though Lebatard has asked me to, I said, hey, it's the Jets. If anyone could botch this, it is them. And I don't like the fact. Now, I was going to come on here and say, if you told me it was happening, I'd be willing to celebrate. But you just used if and when. And that makes Jet fans like me and Mikey A very, very nervous, Adam.
Well, again, it's very Jets-like to think that something's happening and something's done when it's not done. Now, again, this is a trade that makes all the sense in the world for both sides. The Packers need to move on. The Jets need a quarterback. The Packers need the picks. The Jets need to get Aaron. Like, everybody needs this to happen, right. But it's not happening so far.
I know.
And it hasn't happened now. For what, a month, 2 months, 6 weeks, whatever it is, yeah. right? Yeah. So they're clearly are hangups. Now, again, Jesus. Common sense and logic tells us that both sides will find a way to figure this out and get it done. But they haven't. They haven't yet. And so as a Jets fan, if I were you, I'd be a little bit leery. Right. I'm just because of everything that you've had to endure over decades of your life.
Right. No.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If this was so easy to do, why isn't it done? Now, I will say, the draft is next week, and there's a real line of demarcation there. Like, again, both sides to me have to get it done by then. They have to figure out a way for the sake of both to get it done. Because if they don't, the Jets are starting their offseason program without Aaron Rodgers. You don't know what's going to happen. The Packers have a mandatory minicamp. Aaron Rodgers counts $60 million. What if he just shows up and he hurts his ankle, hurts his Achilles, hurts his – like, they're on the hook for all that money. They can't have him there. They moved on. Plus, they need Jordan Love taking all the snaps. So Everybody needs to make it happen. But again, nothing's happened. Nothing's close to happening right now. Both sides are dug in. So at some point, somebody's got to give. But Stugatz, nobody has.
Mikey, how you feeling, huh?
Feel the same as before. I'm okay. After the draft, I won't be okay.
Okay.
The draft is when
I think Mikey's got the right attitude. Like,
that's fair. Yeah,
we all presume or assume, and you know what happens with that, we all assume it's going to get done at some point by or during the draft. But if the draft comes and goes, if the draft comes and goes without this getting done, Mikey A is not going to be doing good, too good. Stugatz is not going to be doing too good. Right. Jets Nation's not going to be doing too good. No. And you know what? I got to tell you something. It's a great storyline built into the draft because
it is.
Like, it can happen anytime. And if it doesn't, it just keeps lingering. It's like, we're waiting on Aaron Rodgers. I know we're going round three, round four, round five. Like, we're waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Where is it?
I won't be feeling any good, but I'm already there, and I've been there for a while, for 40 years, exactly, to be quite honest with you. Before I get to the Knicks here, because you're a huge Knicks fan, here we go. At Adam Schefter on Twitter, March 18th, 2013. Okay? So Matt Hasselbeck goes to Indianapolis, Ryan Fitzpatrick to Tennessee, and the quarterback shuffle goes on. What were you doing? Where were you? Put us there.
I was sitting in this chair. Ella was sitting on the couch. Spoke to Matt Hasselbeck. Fitzy's become a friend. We've had lunch at the Masters. Love Fitzy. Love that guy. Love Matt.
Yeah.
He's been unbelievable on air.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember communicating with Fitz. I wouldn't have communicated with Matthew, but had some good contacts with both. So, yeah, I was sitting at this desk when that story came down.
Okay. The lunch at Augusta was very necessary for that story.
I you know what? Me, I'm serious. His dad.
Yeah.
We had a great he is such a good guy.
Matt? Hasselbeck.
Yeah, well, he's a great guy too.
Yeah.
Fitzy's
a great guy. Yeah, they're both great guys.
Two of my favorite guys. I was actually standing with both of them at the owners' meetings about 2 weeks ago together, the three of us.
Right. They are both great guys. You're feeling here, the Knicks up 1-0. The Knicks are back, Schefter. You and I love the Knicks. Knicks are up 1-0, taking on the Cavs. How you feeling?
They're a better team than I would have thought. They got a lot of things going for them. Like, Jalen Brunson is the right kind of guy. Julius Randle has developed into the right kind of guy. They got other guys. Like, Quickly, I think, is outstanding. You know, little known fact, Obi Toppin has two championship rings from First Source's NBA fantasy squad the last 2 years. I've won my fantasy basketball championship three of the last 4 years, and Obi Toppin has been a late-season pickup the last 2 years and helped me to a championship in fantasy basketball. Now, I struggle to win fantasy football championships, but don't mess with me in fantasy basketball, Stugatz.
Do you send your team rings? Is that what you do?
Yeah, everybody gets a ring. Everybody gets a ring. There'll be a ceremony at the White House. They'll all be invited. If Obi wants to come, he's in. Hey, three fantasy basketball championships the past 4 years.
Right.
The only time I lost was when De'Aaron Fox missed two field goals in the final minute of a Sunday night game against the Lakers to overturn the field goal percentage to cost me the categories. Otherwise, I would have four straight fantasy basketball championships.
Amazing. That's impressive, Schefter. It really is. Put us in the room when Fox missed those free throws. What was Schefter yelling?
I was sitting out to dinner on a Sunday night in Arizona. We were at the league meetings. I was winning in categories. The guy traded me De'Aaron Fox about a month earlier, and when he missed the two free throws against the Lakers, I'm like, he's a double agent. That's what he is. He intentionally missed those shots to cost me a championship, which cost me four straight fantasy basketball titles, which would have been an unrivaled dynasty.
I love you. You are the best. All right, give me first off, the Knicks pull this off. Give us a prediction here. They win the first round. That's all I mean.
Well, I'm telling you right now, they're rolling. Like, were you worried? I think they could match up with just about anybody. Like, Boston is tough. Boston's real tough.
Yeah.
They could play with Philly. They could play with Milwaukee without Yacht. They could play with anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, they can get there. What else interests you in the NBA? Anything else with the playoffs? Because you love basketball, man. I love love basketball.
The Kings are an unbelievable story.
They're great. Yeah.
That's fun to watch. They've put together a really good team and love watching them. all these injuries early on, Ja and Giannis and somebody who there was a third person on Sunday. All three players, three big players got hurt on Sunday. Ja, Giannis, and somebody else. Come on.
I can't remember.
There was the third big injury on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, you know, the war of attrition in the NBA playoffs a little bit.
Yep. Schefter, we appreciate it. I do want to have you on at some point and just read old reports and you put us where you were. That's it. From 2013.
Well,
okay.
Let's have as long as they're like significant stories, I'll definitely remember. You know, okay. Some of the details are,
Ryan Fitzpatrick is significant.
Yes.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is always significant.
Can you do me a favor? Just like when you get the jet news before you go to Twitter, can you just let me know, hey, it's a done deal, you're good? Like, can you do that for me? I want to be Ella.
Yeah, Stugatz, lose my number.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.